have huge concern for this because obviously we know from the overwhelming scientific evidence with regard to the primary cause of this issue is internal sulfur attack. So we just don't understand how you really can retain unregulated defective concrete that has excessive amounts of iron sulfates, which are potentially subject to oxidization and this process of internal sulfur attack. You know, this, the material needs to be removed. So for somebody to say a partial remediation is going to be successful, I just don't see where the scientific evidence is for that right now.
Lisa, last time I spoke to you, you mentioned that once again calling on the minister to meet those affected homeowners and in a public forum type scenario. Mm-hmm. I presume those calls still exist today?
Absolutely. The minister had the opportunity to get this scheme right. There is numerous issues with the scheme still. They were informed about all these issues, even the science. You know, as part of an Oireachtas committee hearing, they heard all this about internal sulfur attack. You know, all this was, you know, totally, it could have been anticipated. The right decisions could have been made. But instead, they made very conscious, deliberate decisions that have now resulted in the situation that we're facing, which is putting homeowners through more stress and anxiety and potentially wasting public funds. The minister needs to come and stand over the scheme that he put in place. That's all we're asking. We're asking for the minister to be accountable to the homeowners who, you know, we have to go by. If you want to go through the scheme, you have to go by the terms of the scheme. And there's obviously serious issues there still. And we're just asking for that, for the minister to come and talk directly to those who are subject to the scheme as it stands at the moment to understand the reality. I think they do understand the reality. They just don't want to acknowledge it.